5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily jab of truth.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
Oh, it comes. I'm going to punch him out. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
The MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Hello, America, and beyond the fruited plain of these United States of America. Welcome home to the Wendy Bell Radio Program. We like to give you 3 hours of common sense conservatism, the real story, the sources you need to fact check not only us, but to make sure you're making the best decisions that you can with the knowledge that's out there. We like to do that for you. We hunt and peck. We spend the time. You just have to tune in and enjoy with us. We're so delighted to be here. We're going to talk about TikTok. We're going to talk about Haiti. We're going to talk about the House. We're going to talk about Hunter Biden. We're going to talk about threats to democracy. In fact, that's the theme today. Because sort of like racism, if everything is racist, then nothing really is. Same thing with the threats to democracy. That is where we're going to go. We're going to start in a matter of moments. Bring up your chair. Bring it to the kitchen table. Gather around. Come on back tomorrow as well. Welcome home. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. You know, this threats to democracy thing is such an intriguing kind of theme to bop around in the news and be aware of, because it has become so ubiquitous. Everything out there that the left disagrees with or sees as a threat or is contrary to their mission of suck, to control, to connive, to create these narratives, these smoke screens to keep us fighting and angry and struggling and inconvenienced. Everything cannot be a threat to democracy, but that's where we are. I put it into Google, pop, threats to democracy, 178 million responses later. So what are some of the things that we hear are these threats? There's always a boogeyman. There's always a reason to be upset, to be worried. And once you get that framework, once you understand what their strategy is, they have a desired goal. And the desired goal is always something that steals something from you. And in order to take it from you, they have to create the illusion that they are providing you a service, something that you couldn't possibly do on your own. Thank goodness they are here to keep you safe. So you need to have a danger. You need to have a boogeyman. Everything is a boogeyman. Everything is the threat to democracy. Let's go over just a few that we can just off the top of our heads. So people who say, why can't we get back to that same day voting? Why can't we do what North Dakota did and have everybody go and show up in person, have them fill out paper ballots, which are then viewed by hand and double checked by hand, even triple checked. And by the end of the day, we can still get you the results the way we used to. Well, if you say that, that is a threat to democracy. No. We don't need voter ID. That's far too complicated for some. How dare you suggest, right? Threat to democracy. The Supreme Court decision to rule on a case involving the January 6th defendants in this conspiracy and this obstruction claim. We're going to hear that, said the Supreme Court. And when we decide, that could do a lot to exonerate the January 6th defendants and effectively release them from prison. Oh, threat to democracy. Donald Trump staying on the ballot, threat to democracy. TikTok, we've got to hurry up and get rid of TikTok. That's a threat to democracy. It's very predictable once you see the patterns. But I'm going to bring you something that I believe is a real threat to democracy. As we're dealing with elections, as we're dealing with integrity, as we're dealing with national security, I stumbled upon this headline on John Solomon's justthenews.com. And, you know, there's a reason why Hunter Biden is coming out and saying he refuses to testify in public before any of the House oversight committees. No, I'm not going to do it. Well, maybe this is why. Because in their committee hearings, which they've been holding doggedly since they resumed control or took over control of the House last January, we've come up with some pretty damning information about what Hunter Biden and his business partners were up to vis-a-vis China. And I want you to keep this in the back of your head as you hear all these voices screaming about we have to ban TikTok. It's Chinese. We don't want to be in bed with China. Well, really? Because we already are, thanks to Joe Biden and his crime family syndicate. Here's your headline. Hunter Biden partners aided Chinese bid to corner nuclear energy market with U.S. tech memos show. Wait, you're telling us that MAGA Republicans are a threat to democracy when Hunter Biden, using only the Biden name and access, obviously, to his father, is wheeling and dealing with foreign governments, adversaries of ours, and trying to give them access to things like what? Nuclear energy? Yeah, this is it. Detailed plan. Obtained by congressional investigators, shows Biden sought to help CEFC China Energy buy Westinghouse, the premier maker of U.S. nuclear reactors. Well, isn't that cozy? That is so neat. I want you to think for a moment that the dude sitting in the White House, who we're told won in the safest, most secure election and got 81 million people so fervently supportive of him to go out and vote that he beat Donald Trump handily and got more votes than any president in United States history, except his family is dealing with the Communist Chinese Party, getting diamonds, getting millions of dollars, getting involved in shakedowns and bribes and business deals, and now nuclear energy. Wait a minute, don't they want to keep you guys stuck using antiquated methods of technology or just going green while they're making millions or trying to? Doing these inside deals? Listen to this. While his father was still vice president, Hunter Biden and his business partners tried unsuccessfully to help a Chinese energy firm acquire one of the United States' premier nuclear technology companies in a secret attempt to control the global market, according to new evidence turned over to Congress in President Joe Biden's impeachment inquiry. The evidence, which includes a detailed strategy memo, shows Hunter Biden directly involved in emails and correspondence on the project in 2016, and that the goal was to exploit the future first son's access to power and his family reputation to make Washington and Beijing comfortable with a potentially controversial deal, and then to shield the acquisition of Westinghouse by China CEFC Energy behind intermediaries. Behind intermediaries, is that like behind 20 different shell corporations? Is that like the intermediaries? Is that like having 9 of your family members receive the proceeds of your despicable, corrupt business dealings, where you have not registered as you are supposed to as a foreign agent, right? What are we doing? What are the threats to democracy? Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the people who cover for them are a far greater threat to our democracy than anything Donald Trump has said, any decision Donald Trump could possibly make, because he's not sleeping with communists. Well, we should call Dianne Feinstein, talk to her about her driver. Sadly, she's passed away, but after 20 years of having a Chinese spy as her driver. How about Eric Swalwell, one of the big sanctimonious suckers who comes out to try to point fingers at the rest of us? He was banging one of them. What are we doing? What are we doing? All the smoke screens, my friends. So today, this is what we're going to talk about. The real threats to democracy are happening before your very eyes. You are already paying for them. You do not have the money you used to make. Your retirement is being depleted. Inflation is sucking up your children's opportunity to realize the American dream. And with no end in sight, and now with total madness and mayhem, in the second oldest republic in the Western Hemisphere, Haiti, with now people who God knows what about, on boats and whatnot, trying to come over to the mainland United States via Florida, what's going on? That is the threat to your democracy. And we're going to also unpack some conversation about this TikTok thing. You know, you could say, oh, I don't like TikTok. My kids are on it too much. It must be bad. The communist Chinese own it. Like, why would we be a part of this? Well, we're going to talk about power. We're going to talk about control. We're going to talk about censorship and why there is a shockingly small number, a dearth of United States congressmen and women who seem to see what is going on. We're going to unpack it for you because there's a lot to get through. And you've dialed into the right place. Let's come back at the end of this break. We'll talk about Hunter Biden deciding, you know what? Nah, I really don't want to testify after all, even though he said, I demand public testimony. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. So you guys remember when Hunter Biden came to the Capitol, right? And he stood on the Senate side of the building and he had a Eric Swalwell helped him organize it, if I'm not mistaken. Such a nice guy. And he was standing there and he had this pre-written speech that he wanted to give everybody about why he was not going to meet in public with House Oversight, House Judiciary. No, I'm going to do it right here, right now. Well, see, he wanted to be able to control the narrative. He wanted to be able to control the questions, the answers, the story, the takeaway in the media on that particular day. And to their credit, Jim Jordan, Jamie Comer, Jason Smith, they said, no, dude, we do it a certain way. And the way is you come in and you talk to us behind closed doors and everybody gets their 5 minutes on our specific panels and we get to chip away at what we want to know about. You have to answer the questions and then we regroup, we assemble what we want to do and we do it in public on C-SPAN or what have you for everybody to see. It's the way it's supposed to go. But alas, on justthenews.com this morning, Hunter Biden refuses to attend public House hearing with his former business partners. Well, why ever would that be, Hunter? Because somebody who's transparent, who has nothing to hide, who is honest, who is being invaded and impugned, who's a victim, right? That's what we're told. You know, if you don't have anything to hide, you don't worry about this stuff. You're like, okay, well, it's kind of inconvenient, but I'll clear my schedule. I can make it. When you have things to hide, you need a ghost phone. You need aliases. You need shell companies. You need all of this jazz. It's ridiculous. If you're serious about pursuing this oversight purpose in a legitimate and bipartisan fashion, you would hold a hearing with relatives of former President Trump, Hunter Biden's attorney said. Look, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Pretty sure that you getting involved with Russia and Kazakhstan and Romania and China during your father's vice presidency in particular has absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump. And we know that he is your favorite whipping boy excuse, but it ain't gonna work, brother. Hunter Biden refusing to attend a public House hearing scheduled for March 20th alongside some of his former business associates who've been critical of him. I mean, don't you want to take somebody head on if you know you've got the goods? If you know you're in the clear, you're like, let's go. Bring every camera in the world. You do what Donald Trump did with that Zelensky phone call. He released the transcript that day. When Alexander Vindman and his no lip sniveling came out, he's like, I heard something. It sounded a lot like a quid pro quo. And Donald Trump was like, what? Put it out. Release the Kraken. Let's see it. And he put it out. And everybody saw it. And I didn't see anything that was crazy. See, that's what you do when you're not a corrupt scumbag. Neither the first son nor his attorney could attend the hearing March 20th due to a court date the next day in California. The scheduling conflict is the least of the issues, however, Biden attorney Abby Lowell told House Oversight in a letter received yesterday. If you are serious about pursuing this oversight purpose in a legitimate and bipartisan fashion, you would hold a hearing with relatives of former President Trump about whom you indicated you would ask. If you do, Mr. Biden would consider an invitation for that event. Hey, Abby, sit down. You don't get to make the rules here. And what does Trump have to do with anything? Of course, Lowell was referring to how during the deposition, Hunter Biden asked about the Trump family's financial dealings. How Comer said he would ask the Trump family about it. Well, I'm pretty sure the Trump family finances are all over the news. They've been released. The taxes have been released. Pictures inside Mar-a-Lago. All of this. And Donald Trump is on trial and has been fined hundreds of millions of dollars, though found guilty of committing no crime. So this whole what he did it to thing isn't working because there is no demonstrable proof that Donald Trump did anything, nor did his family. And that's not what this is about, sir. And we're on to your reindeer games. We know your strategy. We understand all of it. Of course, Hunter had said in November he would only testify before the Oversight Committee if the hearing was public. Comer said that he would have to have a closed-door meeting first. It was the standard operating. It's how they do it. And after House Republicans started moving forward with the process to hold the first son in contempt of Congress, he finally agreed to appear, sat for the closed-door deposition. The transcript from it was released last month. So he's set to testify next Wednesday alongside former business partners Devin Archer, Tony Bobulinski, and Jason Galanis. Now, Bobulinski, of course, is the greatest whistleblower of them all. He was the one who sat down, 3 years ago with Tucker Carlson? He was like, the big guy, 10%. It's totally Joe. I mean, I know it was Joe because I was part of it, and that's what they told me. And we were told that we're never allowed to send text messages or emails. He needed plausible deniability, right? So Jamie Comer has criticized this flip by Hunter Biden on attending a public hearing and said that portions of his testimony contradict that of his three former associates. Hunter said for months that he wanted to attend a public hearing, but now that one has been offered alongside his business associates he worked with for years, he is refusing to come. Next week's hearing with him and his associates is moving forward, and we fully expect Hunter Biden to participate. You can catch a red eye. You can head out west for whatever other hearings you have. Make it happen. This is Congress. This is what you do. You have to obey. So used to not, though. So used to running rogue, doing whatever they want. I will not testify means holy crap. The walls are closing in. And that is a direct connection to these growingly louder and louder calls, threats to democracy. So let's go there. Let's start with the biggest one that we're talking about today, this whole TikTok thing. You got the House with no conversation, right? There's been no legislation back and forth. There's been no hearing or anything. They're like, ban TikTok. It's bad. Really? Or is something else at play here? Let's dive in together next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So what do you guys think about TikTok? Got to be honest with you. I've had it on my phone for a long time. Didn't really get all that active until my son, Michael, started managing the Wendy Bell Radio social media accounts. And he clips various things that we do every day. And he puts them out on TikTok. He puts them out on Snapchat or Instagram. I forget which one. I think it's Snapchat. I don't even remember. It's Instagram. I have it. You're involved in it as a business. as a communicator. It's a way to reach people. But I'll be perfectly honest with you. I'm on Twitter far more often. I'm almost never on these other platforms. I just didn't really get into it. Facebook died to me a long time ago. I think Jeff Zuckerberg and what he did to co-opt and affect, influence the 2020 election with his stupid ballot drop boxes was reprehensible. And I, once you lose me, I never want to be around you again. And then our accounts got corrupted and we got booted out. They were basically stolen from us. And in a matter of time, we lost 315,000 people who we had developed from ground zero. And we had to walk away and wash our hands of it and be like, I have no desire to go back to Facebook. There's nothing I am missing there. The reason why I like X, Twitter, is there's a lot of political content that I can follow, a lot of different kinds of people from all walks of life. And you can very quickly, scrolling through your newsfeed a couple times a day, get a vibe on what people are talking about, right? It's not the main source of information that I use, but it's a great gauge of where the public consciousness is. So there's this cry in Congress alleging that because it's, you know, a communist thing, China thing, that we need to eliminate TikTok and get it out of America, all right? House yesterday overwhelmingly passes this bill to ban TikTok here in the United States, which is a very curious thing. If we're going to say that the main issue is because it's China, because it's, we can't have the Communist Chinese Party infiltrating this or that. Ladies and gentlemen, tell me why we allow a Chinese billionaire to buy Smithfield Foods, the largest pork manufacturer in the country. Why would you allow that if you're worried about the Chinese party? If you're worried about Communist Chinese Party people, you certainly wouldn't allow a spy balloon, multiple spy balloons, to traverse across the continental United States doing whatever it wants to do. Or allow people to buy up farmland, which is conspicuously close to our U.S. military installations. You wouldn't do that if you were serious about the Communist Chinese Party. You would be much more serious about diving into the Biden crime family syndicate and the diamonds that they received from the Communist Chinese Party, right? You'd want to know about the millions of dollars that CEFC paid Hunter Biden and his crime family syndicate. And you'd want to know, why was it that you were trying to work a deal with CEFC to secretly buy Westinghouse here in the United States? Like, that is the threat to democracy. It's not TikTok. Bad parenting is more of a threat to democracy than TikTok. Because if you don't pay attention to what your kids are doing, that's on you. That's not up to the Communist Chinese Party. We could say here all day that you wake up in China and you're a child there, your TikTok is chemistry experiments or trivia or, you know, Nat Geo things about nature. It's about expanding the mind. And the things that our children are exposed to here in the United States is just mind-numbing drivel, smut, and time-wasting, right? But that's not up to the government to take over. That's not their purview, right? Any more than it was Robert Hur's purview as the special counsel to determine that he wasn't going to bring charges against Joe Biden because he didn't think a jury would find him culpable because he was a well-meaning elderly old guy. Well, that's not what your job was, Bob. Your job was to search for and determine if there was evidence that Joe Biden willfully, knowingly, and purposefully kept, stole, hid classified information during his 50 years in government. So I'm going to say to you, this is my perspective. Don't try to say that TikTok, well, they're taking all of your personal information. What do you think every other social media platform does? Every single time you log onto a website and it says it wants to, you know, you've got to accept these cookies. You might not even know what that means. It wants to be able to gather information about you, which it can use with other vendors to send information your way, which you might find purchasable, where you might spend some of your time and money. So I want to read you from Breitbart. House overwhelmingly passes this bill to ban TikTok in the United States. The House voted 352 to 61. Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. The bill featured 15 Republicans against, 550 Democrats against, showing that there is strong bipartisan interest in curbing TikTok's apparent national security threat. I'm going to say that having Joe Biden in the White House is a far more grave, real national security threat than TikTok. The vote on the TikTok bill was controversial for Republicans and represented a split between those who were concerned about the national security implications of allowing a Chinese-owned application to be used by millions of Americans, those who were concerned that the app's ban may empower big tech companies such as Google and Facebook. In the best-selling book Blood Money, this is the Peter Schweitzer book, he exposed restricted military journal entries showing how the Communist Chinese Party views the app as a psychological warfare weapon aimed squarely at America's youth. In one of the restricted journals, one of these colonels, a professor at China's top military academy, People's Liberation Army, National Defense University, wrote that the real battle between the United States and China, quote, is information-driven mental warfare. And compared apps such as TikTok and social media platforms to a modern-day Trojan horse. Well, I'm going to do something a little bit different for you guys. I'm going to ask you, what is more dangerous, TikTok and the content that comes across your child's phone, which, by the way, you can control, you can eliminate, you personally as their parent can stop? Or is it the LGBTQ nonsense and the 1619 Project? And the after-school clubs that we're going to talk about later in the program for second and third graders, which don't involve parents signing a permission slip, but meet at actually lunchtime to talk about LGBTQ stuff. Do you want teachers, without your approval, talking to your children about sex, sexuality, about going into the transition closet? What is the gravest threat in America? Because I think we could probably arm wrestle over this. I want you to hear Vivek Ramaswamy's take. He was on with Benny Johnson yesterday. Is it Johnson or Thompson? I never forget.
Johnson. Thompson's the Jason.
Benny, yeah. He's the walrus. I want you to listen to Vivek Ramaswamy talking about what he believes is really going on here. And he says it's the wrong bill to accomplish a worthy goal. It's not good enough. And we have to question the people who are racing to support it. Because when Nancy Pelosi is hook, line, and sinker, I'm 100% opposed. Here is Vivek. Listen.
TikTok has major issues. There's at least three categories of major issues. Number one is persuasion threats to the United States of America, the Chinese government or Chinese affiliated entities determining what U.S. users do or don't see. Number two is forced data transfers to the Chinese Communist Party from a U.S. tech company. And number three is addictive tendencies in kids under the age of 15. Major problems. However, I think this bill fails across the board to address those issues. It's incomplete in addressing those issues while also creating a civil libertarian nightmare, giving to the Biden administration exclusive executive authority effectively to decide which kinds of so-called foreign adversary controlled apps or even websites are going to be shut down or not, or are going to be owned by whom. And so if you're concerned with the Biden administration engaging in backdoor censorship, using tech companies to do it, I think it's a bad idea to give that Biden administration even broader executive latitude to do the same thing. If you want to address the issue, as I do favor doing, address the issue across the board. Social media in kids under the age of 16, it's an issue. Address it. Force data transfers to the CCP. I don't like it if Google's doing it. I don't like it if Airbnb is doing it. I don't like it if TikTok is doing it. Deal with it across the board rather than in a company-specific manner. And the specific manner in which this bill is written does two things. One is it's designed to exclude the very companies that have been lobbying for it. This is a Facebook lobbying bill. That's a dirty little secret in Washington, D.C. It's designed to exclude U.S. companies from being burdened. I'd say include all companies, U.S. or not, from stopping data transfers to the CCP. Look at Airbnb and what they've been doing for years. Wall Street Journal reporting a few years ago put an end to it across the board, TikTok to Airbnb to anybody else. And the other thing is don't give this much unfettered executive authority to a president, including currently, that would be President Biden, to even broaden the scope of using tech companies, be they Google, be they TikTok, be they Facebook, be they YouTube, to do through the back door what the government couldn't do through the front door.
Now, this is very important. The only sentence you really need to read about this bill says this, that it's determined by the president to present a significant threat to the national security of the United States following dot, dot, determined by the president. Now, we've long ago established that Joe Biden is senile. The guy is demented. He's not there. It's not him who's going to be deciding. It's not him in this bill, which gives him latitude to determine which social media platforms are a danger to, quote, national security. Again, that is that buzzword. You need to pay attention to that. Listen to that. When they say that, that is code for we're about to screw you in a really big way. Do you really think Barack Obama or whomever is the puppeteer behind the figment of imagination that is Joe Biden should wield the ability unilaterally behind the executive branch to make a decision about where people can get information? They already control the mainstream media. The legacy media are in bed with the Democratic Party. Who is not? TikTok, X, right? They want to come after these companies where you and I share information, where we can put out things that would otherwise get squelched, silenced, censored, and throw us off other platforms. And I find it rich, of course, that China is cool to buy our farmland, control 90% of our pharmaceuticals. The spy balloons create and release a virus on the world, right? And this is going to be, this is the final straw. This is the one that we're supposed to die on the hill. Really? Let's see who voted for it. Who voted against it? That might tell you a lot. Coming up next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. So as there's this debate, gotta shut down TikTok. It's diluting the brains of our children. I do not think that the government has any say over what we are allowed to access, see, hear, play, any of it. I think it's a very slippery slope. It's like allowing one tiny infringement on the Second Amendment to go through. One itty bitty that we're going to ban bump stocks or whatever. Well, that's the beginning of that slippery slope. Because what's to say what's next? That is why you have to be resolved to be resolute in that stand. No, it's not a bill of needs. Who needs that? It's a bill of rights. We get what we get because we said so. It's in our Constitution. Right? I find it very interesting, of course, that China is the one building our FBI offices inside the United States. I'm going to go with that's a threat to our national security more than I'm going to worry about an app on my kid's phone, because as a parent, it is my responsibility to ensure that my children are living healthy lives. Do I see them at all hours of the day glued to their phones? They're on their phones a lot. I am as well. It's not always to TikTok. They're not. Are they excelling at school? Yes. Are they sleeping adequately? Yes. Do they eat well? Yes. Grades are consistent, activities. They're running around. They play a couple kind of sports, cup sports. Yes. All right. I'm going to monitor you. I'm going to pay attention to you. I'm not looking at your phone. I'm not following you around. I don't have a tracker on your car. But I'm watching. Isn't that the job of the American parent more than the American government? So how about this headline, Gateway Pundit? China now building our offices inside the United States. The outrage over China's covert police stations, you guys remember that? Inside America was quick and decisive. In October of 2020, eight people were indicted, five of them in the United States, three in China. Of course, indicting someone in China might seem pointless, but it has worked in the past where China may have dealt with those named publicly in the United States. These Chinese police stations were part of something called Fox Hunt. Operation Fox Hunt is the ongoing worldwide operation by the Chinese Communist Party to hunt down dissidents and forcibly return them home for interrogation, imprisonment, and likely execution. Do know that everybody from China who's granted the ability from the Chinese government to come to the United States is expected to report to the Communist Chinese Party. Tell us what you know. Tell us what you heard. What'd you find? It's like having a million spies all over the place in education, in science, in research, in industry, in agriculture, in government, in all of it. It's what they do. But TikTok's the problem. Got it. Now, the pursuit phase of this fox hunt makes us think about why on earth we would be, with righteous anger, of course, spinning out of control. Why on earth would we allow the Communist Chinese Party to build police stations here in the United States, let alone have any role at all in touching the building that is the next FBI headquarters? But that's what's going on. Now, where are the pants on fire people who are all up in arms about that? They should be. They should be. And I'm intrigued when we find out how many of these people who voted for what. I'm looking in my file here. I was just looking at a great CNN article. I know whoever said that before, great and CNN in the same sentence. And it was talking about who the various people were who voted. Only 15 Republicans voted for this. I'm going to plug it in right now because it's not coming up. 15 Republicans, TikTok against. I want you to know who these people are. Because it's a very curious situation we're in now. Why is it that I agree with these 15 House Republicans who voted against this ban? It's the wrong strategy. It might be the right idea, but it's the wrong method. And our government is known so long, it has been known, to do the wrong thing. And it wraps it up in the right reason, but it's not good enough. I feel very odd that the people on the Democrat side who voted against this measure, a lot of them are squad members. What? How is that even possible? So here are the Republicans who said no to this ban of TikTok. Andy Biggs of Arizona, Dan Bishop, North Carolina, Warren Davidson of Ohio. And we want to hear from him. Actually, Brock, let's play that Warren Davidson sound. I want you to hear what this Ohio representative had to say, and he equates this. Remember when Elon Musk bought Twitter, what he was able to identify in the corruption going on that social media platform? Listen.
Remember before Elon Musk bought the crime scene at Twitter? It was all a conspiracy theory that these algorithms were silencing and canceling people. You guys are crazy. No, when Elon Musk bought Twitter, he did keep it operating with 80% fewer employees, but what we found is a lot of the employees were trying to do content moderation, shape who sees what and how they see it, which algorithms are used, how does it promote certain people and filter others. So really what you're saying here is if you're not fully engaged with America's three-letter agencies in content moderation, we plan to TikTok you.
It's all about control. Is TikToking now the new Bud Lighting? So you got Biggs, Bishop, you just heard from Warren Davidson of Ohio. You have John Duarte of California, Matt Gaetz, Florida, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia, Clay Higgins, Louisiana, Nancy Mace, Thomas Massey, Tom McClintock, Alex Mooney, Barry Moore, Scott Perry, David Schweikert, Greg Stubbe. All right, so a lot of big Republican, MAGA Republicans there. How about the 50 Democrats? Of course, then it gets me on a paywall. It's got Cori Bush, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, right? You have the entire squad saying no to this, going exactly against Nancy Pelosi, who's vehemently supportive of it. And that makes me feel a little uncomfortable. I'm on the same side saying it's stupid to try to ban this. It's the wrong strategy. If we're going to have an honest conversation, the threat really is not China, I don't believe. The threat is the United States. It is Joe Biden. It is people who misrepresent themselves, who put the little flag on their lapel next to the Ukrainian flag up top, right? Right there. We're going to put those together. And they tell you that they're down for you, but they're really not. That is the threat to democracy. Not TikTok. When we come back, hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, the Supreme Court is hearing a case that may well release all of the January 6 hostages. Let's go there next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.